Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 30th day of Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Tishii, Mishnah Yud. A makabel soda mechaber, a person who takes charge of the field from his friend, whether under a sharecropping arrangement or a fixed rental, l'shavua echad, for 7 years, for a set of 7 years. Bishva meyes zuz, for 700 zuz. Hashvi is min minyan. The year of Shemitah is counted as part of the set of seven. And he can't say, I want an extra year because I couldn't work the year on the Shemitah. No, we say that when he said Shavua Echad, a set of 7 years, that means a whole set, including the Shemitah. However, continues the Mishnah, Kiblo heimeno. If the arrangement was to take charge of the field for 7 years, for 700 zuz, he didn't use the word shavua, he didn't use the word a set of 7 years or a sabbatical, but he used the words sheva shonim, 7 years, then ein shvis min minyan, then the person who takes charge will be able to have an extra year of sowing the ground. Why? Because he asked for 7 years. 7 years, not a set of 7 years, and therefore, during the Shemitah year when he can't sow, that's not counted. So he does get an extra year. He gets to have it for 8 years, 7 years of which he can plant it and sow it. Mishnah Yud Aleph. There is a mitzvah saseh to pay an employee on time. As it says, "Biyomoi sitain schor," he shall pay him in the day, by the day. If he delayed it beyond the time, then he's over a loisus of "Vele sovel of Hashem," the sun should not set. Or we have another pasuk that says that the worker's wages should not be with you or waiting with you until the morning. How much time though has to pass before a person has violated this non-payment to his employee is what our Mishnah is going to talk about. Schir Yom, a person who is a day worker, he finishes by dusk. Goiver, he can collect his wages kol halayla, the whole night. And if the employer hasn't paid him by the morning, then the employer will have violated this issur of delaying the payment of the wages. Schir Laila, if he was a night worker, then Gova Kalayom. Then he has the ability to collect it for the entire next day. And if the employer has not paid him by the end of the day, then he would have violated the Isur of holding back payment. Schir Shais, what happens if a person was hired for hours, for a certain amount of hours? Gova kol halayla v'chol hayom. He can collect it for the whole night and the whole day. Now, the Gemara explains that it does not mean he's got 24 hours to collect it. What it means is that a schir shois, that a hired worker, part-time worker, in the nighttime can collect the whole night. By the end of the night, he has to be paid. If he's a hired worker, partial worker, partially employed during the day, then he can collect, or he has the right to collect it, by the end of the day. Schir Shabbos, what happens if a person was employed by someone to work for a week? The deal was to work a week. Schir Shabbos, if he was asked, is Schir Chodesh, what happens if he was employed for a month? Schir Shona, or hired for a year. Schir Shavo, or hired for a set of 7 years, a Shavu of years. Yotze Bayom, in all these cases, if he finished his work on the day, Gova Kalayom, then he's got the whole day to collect, or the right to demand a payment. Yotze Balayla, if at the end of his work, whatever it was, a week or a month or a year, whatever the period it was, if he finished work in the night time, Goiva kol halayla v'chol hayom, he can collect it all night, all day. And the Gemara explains that the end of the Mishnah is really like Reb Shimon, who argues with the Tanakhama. And he is of the opinion that a schir shois balayla, a person who is a part worker, a partial worker, during the night time, he can collect that night and the following day. However, the Tanakama holds no. The Tanakama is very consistent. He holds that if the employee has left in the night time, you've got the night, just the night to collect. And that's how the Rambam paskens halacha as well.